Search the Scriptures, and be obedient, April 29. Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own, NRSV. Those who humbly and prayerfully search the Scriptures, to know and to do God's will not be in doubt of their obligations to God. For if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. If you would know the mystery of godliness, you must follow the plain word of truth, feeling or no feeling, emotion or no emotion. Obedience must be rendered from a sense of principle, and the right must be pursued under all circumstances. This is the character that is elected of God unto salvation. The test of a genuine Christian is given in the Word of God. Says Jesus, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Here are the conditions upon which every soul will be elected to eternal life. Your obedience to God's commandments will prove your right to an inheritance with the saints in light. God has elected a certain excellence of character, and everyone who, through the grace of Christ, shall reach the standard of his requirement will have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of glory. All who would reach this standard of character will have to employ the means that God has provided to this end. If you would inherit the rest that remaineth for the children of God, you must become a co-laborer with God. You are elected to wear the yoke of Christ, to bear his burden, to lift his cross. You are to be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Search the Scriptures, and you will see that not a son or a daughter of Adam is elected to be saved in disobedience to God's law. The world makes void the law of God, but Christians are chosen to sanctification through obedience to the truth. They are elected to bear the cross, if they would wear the crown. The Bible is the only rule of faith and doctrine. Only Bible truth and Bible religion will stand the test of the judgment. We are not to pervert the Word of God to suit our convenience and worldly interest, but to honestly inquire, "What wilt thou have me to do?"